The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Who have you got on the phone over there now, Maggie?
I've got Josie. Good afternoon, Josie. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're fine, thank you. I've heard that you've had a haircut.
Well, yes, I did.
And does it look good?
Very good.
Oh, that's good.
You're getting yours done tomorrow, aren't you?
I am, hooray. Okay, so you're going to be doing your play-along sing-along?
Yes, I am.
And what's the name of the film you're talking about this week?
This week is called Gnomeo and Juliet.
Did you say Gnomeo and Juliet?
Yeah, I'll explain what it's about, if you like.
Go on,
okay, so what's the story about?
This film is loosely based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, except instead of humans, it's all garden gnomes instead. Miss Montague and Mr. Capulet are two elderly neighbours who despise each other, as do their respective garden gnomes, who along with other lawn ornaments come to life with their owners when their owners leave.
Right.
The Montague garden is filled with blue hat gnomes and led by Lady Blueberry, and the Capulet garden has red hat gnomes led by Lord Redbrick.
Uh-huh.
But being on different sides of the fence does not stop Blue Gnomeo and Red Juliet from falling in love.
Oh.
Can they not only find a way to have a future together, but help their families and owners end their feuds?
Ooh, so what do you like about this film?
I like the part when Gnomeo and Juliet meet in the garden one night, and the Cupid owl orchid flower makes them fall in love, just like magic.
Oh, that sounds good. Does anyone famous play the characters?
Yes, there's James McAvoy as Gnomeo, Emily Blunt as Juliet, Maggie Smith as Lady Blueberry, Michael Caine as Lord Redbrick, Julie Walters as Miss Montague, and Richard Wilson as Mr. Capulet. These are the main characters, and Jason Statham, Ozzy Osbourne, Patrick Stewart, Stephen Merchant, Matt Lucas, and Dolly Parton all play small parts. It's such an impressive cast.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Are there songs in the film?
Yes, there are.
Ah, and who wrote them?
Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Oh, and what are the main songs?
There's Crocodile Rock, Hello, Hello, Saturday Night's All Right, Rocket Man, Love Builds a Garden, and Your Song.
Oh, and which one's your favourite song?
My favourite is Hello, Hello.
Oh, and what character sings this in the film?
Well, not characters, but the famous singers, Elton John and Lady Gaga.
Oh, is this the song you're going to sing along to today?
Yes, it is.
Go on then.
Feel a feeling light, heading out to see the sight, and life's a many splendor thing, ducking up and down, all those crazy sights and sounds, bounce around like puppets on a string. Never gonna find anything to change my mind. Fame is lightened of a fool. Just when you think you're changed with just one thing, something comes to you off in your stool. Hello, 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 hello. My, what have we here? What a surprise, what a surprise. Hello, 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 hello. I'm not alone, it's good to know. Someone's out there here to say hello, 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 hello.
That's brilliant.
Well done,
well
Josie.
Well done, Josie. I like that. So, final question. What film are you going to be talking about next week?
The sequel to this week's film, Sherlock Gnomes.
Really?
Okay.
Right, okay.
I like the sound of that.
We should look forward to that with glee. Now, don't forget to enjoy your party this weekend when you're going to be dressed as a flower.
Don't worry, I'll have fun.
Good. Good. We want to hear all about it next week.
Very well.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good week.
You
we'll
too.
Speak to you
Thanks.
Next week.
I'll speak to you next week too.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.